Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we started the show, obviously, by telling everybody football goes year-round. And it certainly does, especially this year and the COVID year. And with everybody still, there's a lot of qualified academic football prospects around the state of Florida, around the country, but around the state of Florida, without a place to go. And the Orange Bowl, I believe 5 years ago, started this Orange Bowl showcase. And great idea to reward and try to help a lot of these kids who've done it academically, got it done in the classroom, just not enough exposure. And especially this year, it's going to be important. It's the Orange Bowl showcase. It's happening this Saturday at St. Thomas University. And the president of the Orange Bowl, and we're honored to have Jack Seiler with us this evening. Jack, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on being honored as being a president, which I know that your grandfather held the same position. And thanks so much for speaking on behalf of a great event tonight.
Well, Larry, thanks for having me, and always great to catch up with you. If I don't run into you at the Brian Piccolo chapter, I'll run into you at one of the sidelines around South Florida. And I will tell you, these young men, I hope they appreciate all you've done for them. You have elevated the exposure of these high school football players to the colleges at all levels, and we owe you a huge debt of gratitude.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it. And obviously, you've hung around quite a few football fields, so this is more than just being immersed in the Orange Bowl. I mean, you're a huge football fan. Your kids, Cardinal Gibbons. I had a opportunity to watch your son, and it was awesome. And how did you? I mean, I know you've been around this all your life, how come you didn't gravitate towards actually being coaching or being in management? Because I know you love sports.
Well, I got to tell you, I do love sports, and played four sports in high school at Cardinal Gibbons myself, and then all four of my kids went through Gibbons. But I also got into the practice of law and got into a little bit of public service, and kind of hard to be a coach when you're doing public service. And I spent 25 years in office here in South Florida, so. But I got to tell you, I enjoyed coaching more than anything I did growing up with my kids, coaching the neighborhood kids, coaching at Mickle Field and Holiday Park and Paul Ridge Park. And didn't matter the sport. I think the impact you can have is amazing when you're a coach. And really just a shout out to all the coaches and the way they change lives.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously the Orange Bowl's done the same, from partnering and building fields around Miami-Dade and Broward County and Palm Beach as well, to hosting this showcase that has really been something that the coaches, the smaller college coaches look forward to, because it's an additional exposure. It's a chance where you not only have these qualified athletes, but they're performing in a combine setting right in front of the college coaches. And it's been that way since the beginning. Talk about that. And I know that you've been a huge proponent of this.
No, this was something we were involved with from day one. And, first of all, this doesn't happen without our sponsors, just like your show doesn't happen. But, Tire Kingdom stepped up and has sponsored this. And so, wonderful to have them stepping up, not only for this event, but for our Orange Bowl game. And we hosted the national championship game, and they've been partners with everything. So it's great. But then also St. Thomas University, Larry, I'm sure you've had a chance to meet the president there, Dr. David Armstrong, but he might be the most passionate president about sports. He was there last year. He spoke to the kids. He had them so fired up, I thought they were going to go through the gym wall. And he's a great partner of Orange Bowl and an Orange Bowl member. But this is it's a great opportunity. Since 2017, you know, nearly 300 student-athletes have received over $4 million in financial aid and scholarships. And then every single year, we've at least $1 million has been awarded to these recruited student-athletes. And what I, you know, this year we're going to see about 30 colleges from across the country, probably have 300-some student-athletes. And you've been talking about it on your show. I've been listening. I love the guests you've had on. But, you know, this has been a weird year with COVID, so you don't get the exposure you typically get. And that's where this combine becomes so valuable because these student-athletes are going to go through their drills and their tests. They're going to showcase their skills and their talents. And the nice thing is that the coaches that are there all know that they've met that minimum requirement, that 2.5 GPA and that minimum SAT or ACT. So you don't have that thing where you see this young man and you say, God, I got to have him. I got to go check his grades, right? Now you know they're out there. They've met the minimum requirements. So it's been really, really successful. And, it's actually become very competitive. The funnest thing for us, Larry, is the Orange Bowl members, the Dick Andersons, the Nat Moore, the Brady Quinns, you know, these guys, Glenn Blackwood, they're out there working with these kids. And they start, you know, working. They get pretty darn competitive trying to, you know, John Offerdahl's been out there. I mean, it is so much fun to see as these guys want to make sure their group of guys, you know, beat that other group of guys. And, you know, Matt Morrill has been such an instrumental leader on this whole thing with us. And Matt's father, Earl Morrill, legendary Miami Dolphin great. And Matt played college ball at Florida. So I think on Saturday their blood gets, you know, going a little bit and their energy gets going and they start to get a little competitive and they don't want to see a defensive player beat an offensive player or vice versa. So the kids get some great coaching. They get some great exposure. But they get a little competitive juices flowing.
Yeah. No doubt. Jack Seiler joining us, president of the Orange Bowl. And the great thing is you were bringing that up, and as I was thinking, I remember Kim Bocamper was there 2 years ago, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. He's like kind of like my age, and he was moving pretty darn good. And you remember he was out in the corner there, and he never complained once. The only thing that he got gruff about is when he got out of his car, and I go, you remember that tower out there? As I was pointing to Shula's tower that St. Thomas University has kept up, and he mumbled some things that I can't say right now. But it was great.
Yeah, that'll put all those guys in a bad mood if they hear those Shula two-a-days. But no, Kim, you're right. Kim Bocamper, I mean, Dwight Stevenson, think about that. Here's a Hall of Fame offensive lineman. And he's out there telling these young men, you know, working on their stance, working on their release, working on their first step. You know, you see that. And again, you know, with the Orange Bowl committee, we've got so many players that played at both the college and the professional level. And then as you have a Hall of Famers. But they're getting these young men exposed to the coaches, and the coaches are seeing these young men, you know, in an opportunity to, I mean, you know, we talked about Zoom. I'd listen to Coach Narduzzi talking about Zoom, but, you know, Zoom can only show so much, right? And you do such a great job on social media, but you can only show so much. And then here you get a chance to experience it, and we'll have all the safety protocols in place. We'll have all the COVID-19 protections in place, but we're going to give these young men a chance to show these college coaches what they can do. And you know, also they get to see what they do off the field, how they, you know, how do they interact? Are they leaders off the field or are they just followers? And that is where I think that in-person contact is so important. And, you know, we're just so proud of the Orange Bowl. We're able to do this because for us, you know, it's all about giving back, whether it's those fields you described, and we've now just done 5 of those fields. And but, you know, a lot of the kids we'll see out there on Saturday at St. Thomas University, you know, came up playing at an Orange Bowl field at Moore Park or at Carter Park. And, you know, it's a nice chance for exposure. And I just hope
back to the community, too. And the Orange Bowl giving back to the community as they always do, and it's amazing. And I appreciate what you guys have done. I'm excited to be there this year. I've been to every one of them. I enjoy them. I think the best thing in the world is when the kids are doing the drills and going through one-on-ones. And here's the college coaches right there. I mean, you don't have to. Most of them are head coaches at the Division II and Division III schools. We have ASA Academy out there, Kaiser. They all come out, which is great. And they get to see it. They talk about the curriculum. They talk about the finances. And then there you go. You know, you have a better opportunity, and I always say, by coming out to an event like that than just sitting home and guesswork and sending your film off to people you don't know. At least here you have there's a basis for it, and you guys provide that. And, Jack, I appreciate you taking the time this evening. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday, and great event.
Yeah, Larry, thank you. We'll see you Saturday, and we'll have a chance to see some pretty good talent out there and see some pretty good coaches. And as you know, in this profession, that coach that's at the Division II or III is probably going to be at that SEC, ACC in a couple years.
Yep. You're right.
It is just great to see how many coaches we've met through the years out there that have now, you know, worked their way to the top of the profession. So thank you again, Larry. You have been such a tremendous supporter of youth sports and even – high school football in particular, but thank you for what you do. You don't always get recognized as much as you should. I know we honored you at the Brian Piccolo chapter with our
biggest
award a couple of years ago. And
nice.
lot of young men, a lot of parents were choked up in that room knowing what you did for their kids. So thank you.
Jack. All right, we'll see you Saturday. Thanks so much.
See you Saturday morning. Let's hope the weather's great.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. Positive thinking.
All right.
Jack Seiler, president
Take
of
care, Larry.
All right, man. Thanks so much. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm looking forward to it. Great guy. He's done a lot. As we said, former mayor of Fort Lauderdale. You know, I'm a big...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.